Revelation Revealed, Part 4, Section 48, Revelation 13, 5 through 10, The Beast and the Sea. Verse 5 says, "The beast, who is the Antichrist as we know, was given a mouth to utter proud words and blasphemies, and to exercise his authority for 42 months, that's 3.5 years, that's the last half of the tribulation, otherwise known as the Great Tribulation. 6. He opened his mouth to blaspheme God and to slander his name and his dwelling place and those who live in heaven." The dwelling place, I believe, is God's heavenly dwelling place, not an earthly temple that most prophetic futurists believe is on earth at this moment in the Great Tribulation. And note that the Antichrist beast blasphemes God. At this time in the tribulation, there will be no atheists. This is a battle between Satan and God, and at this moment of time, Satan indwells the Antichrist. Verse 7, "He was given power to make war against the saints and to conquer them." There will be saints on earth and heaven. Remember, the 144,000 Jews will evangelize the world, which I believe will result in the greatest revival in human history. Many, if not most, of these saints will be executed, murdered for their faith in Jesus. And here the text states that the Antichrist will conquer them. It's going to be a tough time for the saints in these days. "And he was given authority over every tribe, people, language, and a nation." Some people suggest the Antichrist won't be a world ruler, but a regional ruler. This text seems to say differently. Verse 8, "All inhabitants of the earth will worship the beast." Again, this is worship. We're talking about worship. There's no atheist around on earth in this period of time. "All whose names have not been written in the book of life belonging to the Lamb that was slain from the creation of the world." It was in the mind of God when he created, when he spoke things into existence, that he would be incarnate into a human body and end up being slain as a sacrifice for humanity. That's, I believe, really why God put the tree of the knowledge of good and evil in the garden in the first place. He really didn't have to do that. It would have solved a lot of problems if that tree wasn't there, but it was God's will, which I believe, and I could be wrong, to show his love to a rebellious people. Verse 9, "He who has an ear, let him hear. If anyone is to go into captivity he will go." Meaning, there's no way around it. If you're going to go into captivity, if it's God's will, you will go into captivity. "If anyone is to be killed with the sword he will be killed." Same thing. If it's God's will for you to be martyred, you will be martyred. Note the word sword here. The sword, it really is becoming a weapon of choice amongst Islamic terrorists these days. "This calls for patient endurance and faithfulness on the part of the saints," and it sure does, because the temptation will be to give up and worship the Antichrist under such horrible pressures. That's why the text here says this calls for great patience and faithfulness.